The February cyber attack on Change Healthcare continues to cause prescription delays, and that is stressful on patients and doctors, but not if the doctors are using iCoreRx cloud e-prescribing software. iCoreRx had zero interruption, and iCoreRx is a product of iCore Connect, whose full platform of secure products helps streamline workflow and increase revenue. Check them out at iCoreConnect.com/MGMA.
Hi, everyone. Daniel Williams here, senior editor of MGMA, host of the MGMA Podcast Network. It is January 3rd, 2024, as we're recording this. We've got Christy Good, senior advisor with MGMA, back again for Ask MGMA, also known as Ask an Advisor. So we're going to be looking at the MGMA stat this week, which asked, what will be your biggest project in 2024? So many of you received that initial text yesterday on Tuesday. We're going to be releasing the results tomorrow, Thursday. A lot of days to try to keep in my mind. So I'll keep going. So welcome. Happy New Year to everyone. And Happy New Year to you, Christy. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. What will be the biggest project in 2024? I know you've been researching this. You've already seen some preliminary data on it. So just tell us about it. What's going on there?
Well, some of the preliminary data said people will be focusing on, or it sounds like people will be focusing on, really their financials, which is probably pretty much what everyone would expect. Because we know it's getting harder and harder out there, and we have to be a little more diligent in probably some of our resources and how we allocate certain things. So, and what we do to streamline our projects or our practice. So that wasn't a surprise to me. I know there'll be some further data shared when we send out the report tomorrow, along with some of our other tools that we've been mentioning the last couple podcasts.
All right. Well, awesome. So let's look at this then. Let's look at a couple of different things here, some of the key steps that can help people set up effective goals, et cetera. So number one, let's just take a look back, reflect on the previous year. Tell us about that. What do you have in your science lab there as far as that's concerned?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really crucial, is to reflect on your achievements and your challenges in the past year. Just because that gives you a glimpse of where you want to go in the future, and what you did well and maybe what you need to improve upon. The key there is to make sure you're looking at your KPIs, so your key performance indicators, your patient satisfaction surveys, and financial reports to identify those areas of improvement that might be needed. And you should look at both your successes and your setbacks. I mean, it's fun to look at what did we do well, but you know, you always need to know where you need to improve as well. And that's not a bad thing. I think some people start feeling bad about that, but they shouldn't. It just means, where do we get to go and tackle next? So use that information to improve your goal setting process. We have Data Dive that has a lot of the KPIs available that practices can use to help with that first step. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. And you nailed that, though, because I've interviewed some people, experts in previous years with this first podcast of the year. And, you know, people set goals, they set resolutions, they make resolutions, they have all these things set up. And then, you know, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to, you know, get to work on time. Yeah, I don't know, whatever it might be. There are all these different things that people set up, and then you check with them in February 1st and they may or may not be doing that thing anymore. So I do think what you said here is to really set up goals where you can measure them and where you're actually going back and studying those KPIs, whatever that may be, whether it's on a personal level or at work and at your practice. So That's key. You and I joked about this yesterday. I don't know that either one of us had any goals for 2024. Since you've had 24 hours to think about it, did you set any goals in the interim, or are you still thinking about it?
I'm still thinking, but I do know that I would say one of my biggest goals with such a busy life as a mom and as a full-time work employee is to just be a little more organized with all that's coming in, and not to beat myself up with things that I'm not doing well, but where can I seek improvement?
That is awesome. Yeah. For me, I think I told you, but I'm starting it's basically a 2-year online program. I start it next Monday. And so I just want to be, it's going to take a lot of time each week. And so I want to be very focused on it. Sometimes, you know how it is. You and I talk a lot about the work we're working on, and we have both have a habit of saying yes when we're asked, because I'm always asking you to be on a podcast, to write a chapter of a book, do all these things. And sometimes I can get that way too and agree to do all kinds of new podcasts and new shows and take on new books in our book line, all these different things, and it gets us spread too thin. So for me, knowing that I've got all the things at work, but then if I'm going to dedicate a year or 2 years to this online program to really be focused with it. So that's already started mapping some stuff out and being really prepared for it, and not just going, oh my gosh, how am I going to handle all this? Because then it seems like overwhelm, and that's one of those places none of us like to be. We don't like to be, we like to tackle things, but not be overwhelmed with them as well. So I think our second part of what we're going to talk about, it's aligning the goals. And that's what we were talking about on a personal level, but aligning the goals with the mission and values of your practice. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes. Well, we know that if those goals are aligned with our mission and values, we have more buy-in. And so that helps also your staff and your others involved with the organization to really help create a cohesive and focused strategy that your team and your patients can really be engaged in. And it's important to also, like I said, engage your patients because you're in healthcare. Or if you were in customer service, like in retail, engage those customers that are coming in. So, having that your goals aligned with your mission and the values of your practice is important. Having clearly defined values provides a framework for those decision-making choices that you're doing, and it guides you in the direction for your practice. We do have a strategic planning toolkit that I brought up, I know, in our last podcast before the winter break. And I know we're linking to it again in the stat article coming up, but it is a really good toolkit just to help you get a focus around what's going on and where you're at, and then how to look at those goals and then set your priorities. And we have a decision-making matrix in there that will help you with that as well.
And as always, these items that Christy talks about, we'll provide you a direct link in the episode show notes. And as Christy said, if you do get that stat article sent to your phone each week, or if you access it directly through our website, that information will be in there as well. So you can click right through to it and go to that strategic planning toolkit. So another part here that you've kind of checkmarked an item here to talk about is focusing on patient-centered care. Talk about how that is important. I mean, obviously it's important, but how does it align with, big projects and developments for 2024?
Sure. I think sometimes we get focused on financials instead of more, I would say more financials, right? But taking that step back to also say, how can I make my patient's experience be the top priority for me this next year? How can I bring in, improve my patient satisfaction, reduce wait times, help with better communication, with my patients and staff, all help that ultimately lead to that goal of possibly increasing patient volume or increasing your financials because you're bringing in more patients, like we said, with volume. I think that's something that, along with culture with your staff, which I know I didn't necessarily list, but culture and patient as patient care are two important things to round out the whole big picture of your KPI with your KPIs and with your goals, with your missions and values of your practice. So, looking at, how do you bring those patients into your practice, keep them in practice, keep them engaged, ultimately helps keep that patient population healthy too. And that's what our goal in healthcare would be.
You've got a long list here that is all going to go. This is the information you're talking about. Is this all going to be contained in this week's stat article? Is that correct? Or
Not this. This will be in a different article that'll probably go along with the podcast so that people can reference it because I know I do list some other ways to set your goals, what you should focus on in a healthcare, such as what does your IT look like? Can you enhance your telehealth services in the upcoming year? How are you reaching out in the community and marketing your practice? All those tools and tips we'll have in this little article that'll go along with our podcast so people can reference, because I know sometimes it's easier to see than just to listen to. But I think another important aspect as you're going through all this and goal setting and looking at where you've been and where you want to go and how to connect patients and bring in volume possibly if that's where you're one of your goals is going, is also to invest in your staff and their development.
Yeah, that's one I wanted to ask you about before we signed off today, because I mean, maybe some of y'all listening in your organizations, you might kind of map out what that professional development, what those professional development dollars might be earmarked to in 2024. I know for myself and for some of the other colleagues I've been talking to at MGMA, we're still zeroing in on where those professional development dollars might go. And so that is so important. And so, Christy, do tell us then about investing in that staff training and development. Tell us about that.
Well, and I'm guilty of it too. I keep saying there's things I want to learn, and our organization offers staff training and development. And I probably need to focus a little bit on me, and that's not a selfish thing. I think so many times we think it's selfish, but really, if we're helping our staff grow and we're growing as well, we're just all learning, and that's a good thing. And so by focusing on or investing in your staff and their training, a well-trained and motivated staff, it helps them see the reason that they're involved in what they're doing, and they see that you value them. And I think it helps them just kind of stay abreast of the latest medical advances, if it's in the medical field that they want to learn, or to grow by possibly doing more. Maybe your MA wants to start going into nursing, and so she wants to learn more of the business aspect of the practice. There are so many different ways that you can invest and grow your staff. You can teach them about the financials in the practice so they're more engaged with why you're asking them to do certain things. Anytime you engage your staff is a good thing. And just encouraging workshops, online courses, and attendance to relevant conferences is
Like
great.
MGMAs.
Yeah,
We
I
have
was gonna
some
say,
coming
like
up.
MGMA, and if you're a member, most of the stuff's for free anyhow. So you can invest in your staff at an org level and get them to take some education. There's articles. They don't have to do a webinar. They don't have to do a course, but they can read an article. And our website has a lot of this information available under the education tab to find it and make it easier for everyone. But I do think that it's very important to invest in yourself and in your staff.
Yeah, and I did throw out the shameless plug of MGMA, but I mean, y'all are MGMA members, most of the people listening, and so you're well aware of those different offerings. We've got many, many webinars on the docket for 2024. I was just in a meeting. Christy was in that meeting as well with Craig Weberg, who kind of designs our content for those face-to-face events, and we're really excited about our conference. It's our finance conference that will be in San Diego, April 25th through the 27th. Also, our online event, the MGMA Summit 2024. I was just looking at that, and it is March 12th through the 14th. Those are exciting as well. The one other thing I want to throw out there about some different educational offerings through MGMA is that we've got a team of people led by Craig and others that is really reshaping our LMS. And so I don't want to get into too much detail about that, but the goal is to launch that by the end of January. So be on the lookout, everyone. And you know, from here, from our Week in Review podcast or Ask MGMA podcast, we'll definitely provide y'all with information and links on those. So before we sign off, is there
Well,
any final words or resources, anything you want to put people in the direction of before we do sign off?
I'll say something here in a minute to kind of sum it what I feel about
Yeah.
where to go. But I want to put also a plug in for the book club that's
Yeah.
through the MGMA community. And you may not think a book club is a way to grow and learn and get some education, but it's another opportunity for your staff to be engaged and do something a little bit different to learn and grow. So just wanted to plug that because
Yeah, and
Daniel's running that.
so thank you. I am running that. You just like that's what we were talking about earlier. Like, how many cookie jars do we have, and how many hands do we have, and how much bandwidth do we have? But that is one of the things, y'all, that I'm so excited about. And thank you, Christy, for mentioning that. So our first book club meeting is going to be later this January. Our book is Insight by Tasha Urich, and it's a great way to start the year. It's a great kind of book where you really examine your own awareness and your self-awareness. Am I seeing myself the way others see me? How do I mesh those two together and help those kind of align where I do match up where how other people see me as well? The way to sign up for that, you can either send me an email, dwilliams@mgma.com, or you can go directly to that MGMA member community and search for the book club and get signed up. If you feel like it's too late to connect on a book that is, we're going to be talking about that January 23rd, you've still got several weeks, so you certainly can do it. Or you can just go ahead and sign up and we'll get you ready for the next book. Thank you for that plug there for the book club. I appreciate that. So
I
what
mean,
else? Anything?
that's still learning, and
It
still
sure
growing.
is. It sure
So
is.
just don't want anyone to think that they have to pay, like, go
Oh
to
no.
a university or a college or pay a ton of money to grow and learn or to help
That's
their
right.
staff grow and learn.
That's right.
So the key really for me when you're setting these strategic goals for your new year, make sure it's thoughtful and comprehensive approach. Regularly assess and adjust your goals as needed to adapt to the changing circumstances and ensure you are looking at everything, but don't think it's just static, that it has to be this way for the next 6 months or the next year. Really reassess and see what's going on. And I think doing a quarterly assessment is a great way to just keep involved and then communicate with your staff, engage your staff as part of this. And you will see that that improves your culture and it improves patient satisfaction and the whole big picture. And ultimately, if everyone's happy, financials are happy, hopefully. So
Oh, yeah.
that's
Love that. All right. Well, Christy, as always, Thank you for joining us on the Ask MGMA podcast at MGMA.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year's to you as well. And to all of you listeners, thank you again. As Christy and I had said, we will put direct links to these resources in the episode show notes. And thanks for being an MGMA podcast listener. Most physicians don't have the opportunity to learn the business of medicine. What docs don't get taught, physician business training is a course developed by MGMA and administrators from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. This interactive course provides in-depth physician business training that can drive personal and organizational success. Purchase now for yourself or your organization at physicianbusinesstraining.com and earn 8 hours of CME credit. Again, go to physicianbusinesstraining.com to purchase and to learn more. Are you tired of dealing with time-consuming processes and outdated strategies? It's time for a change. Introducing Laserfiche, the leading platform for optimizing process automation and data analytics. With Laserfiche, you can transform your organization into a technology-driven powerhouse, ready to tackle any disruption that comes your way. Laserfiche allows you to strategically optimize workflow automation so you can revamp cost-inefficient initiatives across your organization. Free up your staff's time so they can focus on more meaningful work. So don't let outdated processes hold you back. Unlock the power of Laserfiche and take control of your organization's future. Visit laserfiche.com today and learn how it can help you achieve efficiency, resilience, and success. Again, go to laserfiche.com.